他必看顾，引领我们走在正路上。谢谢石班，石班请坐。今天千律达短宣队要与我们分享，我们请打开圣经，我们来读马太福音第28章19到20节，耶稣给我们的大使命。马太福音第28章19到20节是在新约圣经的第44页。马太福音第28章19到20节，我们请同心同声的来念，请开始。所以你们要去，
使万民做我的门徒，
奉父子圣的名给他们施洗，凡我所吩咐你们的都教训他们遵守，我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。愿神祝福读他话语的人。我们现在把时间交给岳长老。
感谢神，我们今天特别请千里达的短宣队，在以下有4位的队员来分享，他们也在粤语堂当中分享，盼望神继续感动，也能够帮助我们了解他的心意。接下来我们就把时间交给 Pastor Paul。
Good morning，
早安各位。
Thank you for having us at the Mandarin Congregation service.
谢谢你们让我在中文的主日崇拜来跟你们分享。
So today we have the opportunity to share from our Trinidad short-term mission trip.
今天我们有机会来分享一下在今年夏天我们在千里达的短宣队。
I just wanted to give a little introduction as to what we did there.
我想要先给大家一点点介绍，就是在我们在那里所做的事情。
So we were there from July 28th to August 7th.
我们在那里从7月28号到8月7号。
We did a lot of different ministries.
我们做了许多不同的事工。
We did VBS for 4 days.
我们做了那个儿童暑期圣经学校做了4天。
We also got to do door-to-door evangelism.
我们也做了挨家挨户的去探访。
We also got to go to nursing homes to meet with elderly.
我们也去了老人的安养院去探望长者。
And we also went to orphanages to do ministry with other children as well.
我们也到了孤儿院去探访那些孤儿院的孩子们，做一些事工。
So we've been partnering with TTUM, Trinidad and Tobago Urban Ministries.
我们跟这个 TTUM 一起配搭服事。
And we've been going there for almost 20 years now.
我们跟他们配搭一起服侍已经大约有20年的时间。
So it's been a real blessing to partner with them over these many years.
在过去的这些年来的一起配搭服侍，对我们来说真的是神很祝福的事情。
And we're thankful that we can just simply be a blessing to those people in Trinidad.
我们也很感恩能够成为当地千里达人们的祝福。
And we're thankful that we can be a part of the great commission that Jesus has called us to do.
我们很感恩我们能够成为神呼召我们在大使命上面的一份子。
So as we share, we're going to have the pictures kind of rolling to have you kind of see what we did.
当我们分享的时候，你会看到背后有照片，这些照片会继续的播放，你就知道我们在那里大概做了些什么事情。
And for the rest of the time, four of our team members will be sharing their experience.
接下来的时间呢，会有4位队员来跟我们分享他们在那里的经验和分享。
So I'll let them begin their sharing.
那我就请他们开始他们的分享。
Hello.
大家好。
My name is Emily.
我的名字叫 Emily.
And I'll be sharing my testimony.
那我会跟大家分享我的见证。
So in Trinidad, we went to elderly homes or nursing homes.
在千里达我们去探访了老年人的安养院。
And we went to talk with the people there and pray for them.
那我们去就是拜访他们，也为他们祷告。
So the first elderly home we went to, I met a lady, her name was Janet, I think.
在我们去探访的第一个老人院我遇到一位长者，她的名字叫 Janet。
She's very nice, but she kept on telling me how she didn't like it there.
她人虽然很好，但是她一直跟我说她不是很喜欢那个地方。
And the nursing home, it looked very boring and colorless.
然后我们所探访的这个就是说这个长者他也抱怨说那个地方看起来很无聊，没有什么颜色，也不好玩。
So I was talking to her, and then I decided to talk to someone else.
所以我一开始是跟 Jenna 这个长者谈话，后来我就决定跟另外一位长者谈话。
So I talked to another lady, but I forgot her name.
所以我跟第二位长者谈话，但我不记得她的名字了。
And I think she had short-term memory loss.
我觉得这个长者这位女士可能有短期记忆缺失的这个状况。
She was asking me things over and over again, so I kind of assumed.
所以因为她一直问我同样的问题，不断的问我重复的问我同样的问题。
So I introduced myself. I said, "Hello, my name is Emily. I'm 13."
所以我自我介绍，对这位长者说，你好，我的名字叫 Emily， 我现在13岁。
And she told me to guess her age.
然后他就要我猜猜看她多大。
And I didn't want to be rude because she's an elderly.
因为她是长者，那么我不想冒犯她。
Well, she told me she was 33, but I don't really believe her.
然后呢，这位长者说他只有33岁，那我不太相信他。
And during this trip,
在这个整个短宣队的过程中
，I learned a lot, but I didn't really learn a lot about from the nursing home.
我学习了很多，但是不是说我在这个安养院学习了很多。
But overall，
但是总的来说
，I learned that when we're serving God，
但是我学到在我们服侍神的时候
，we cannot just lay back and just have fun. We have to work and we have to serve.
就是我们在服侍神的时候，我们不能是一个很轻慢的态度，很随便的一个态度，应该是很认真、很严肃的来看待这个服侍。
That's it. Thank you.
就是这样，谢谢大家。
Hi everyone, my name is Jessica.
大家好，我的名字是 Jessica.
Today I'll be sharing my own testimony from the Trinidad trip.
那我今天要来分享我自己在千里达短宣的见证。
This was my first year going to Trinidad, but my second year going to a trip in general.
这是我第一次到千里达短宣，但是是我第二次参加短宣队。
So a conflict before going on this trip for me was what to expect.
对我来说，比较大的矛盾就是，在我去之前，我不知道，我可以期望会发生些什么事情。
Like I mentioned earlier, it was my first time going to Trinidad.
就如我所说，这是我第一次去千里达短宣。
So I wasn't sure what kind of places we would be going to and what kind of people we would meet.
所以我不是很知道我们会去到什么样的地方，也不是很清楚我们会遇到什么样的人。
And I knew I wasn't exactly perfect in any kind of ways.
我知道我在各样的事情上面都不完美。
And I thought that might become an obstacle.
那我就很担心这样的情况会成为我去短宣的一个障碍。
But I prayed every day that God could use my flaws to help others perfect their knowledge on God.
但是我向神祷告，我每天向神祷告，愿神借着我的软弱，能够使别人在信仰的路上，成为他们的帮助。
I feel that God has taught me personally that sometimes we will go to places that are foreign to us.
我觉得神好像教导我，虽然有的时候我们会去到陌生的地方
，but that we should always know that God is there for us.
但是我们应该要知道，神永远在那里与我们同在。
I had some conflicts at home too, whether it was education or more personal things.
我在家里也有一些冲突，无论是在读书教育的事情上面，或者是我自己私人的事情。
I had made some rather irrational decisions in my past.
在过去，我也曾经做过一些不是很合理的一些决定。
Most of which I have already gotten over.
虽然那些过去的决定，大部分对我来说已经过去了。
Going on these mission trips, I wanted to not just accomplish teaching others about the gospel.
那在这一趟短宣队呢，我就是想要专注在教导别人在福音的事情上面帮助他们。
But to also grow more mature spiritually and mentally.
但是在我自己上，我也盼望我在心智上和灵性上可以更成熟。
There was a point where almost every other day in the morning, the team would do door-to-door ministry.
我们基本上是每隔一天就会去做这个挨家挨户的探访的工作。
And engaging first into conversation with strangers was not my specialty.
要去跟陌生人打交道，跟他们谈话，实在不是我的专长。
So that was another conflict for me.
所以对我而言，这是另外一个冲突。
But I figured that if I don't start now, it would be harder for me later on to do something I have tried to avoid.
但我知道，如果我不趁现在来面对这个问题，将来对我来说只会变得更为困难。
So there's this one morning where we had gone to an elderly's home.
所以有一个早晨，我们去探访老人院。
And we each went to talk to an elderly.
我们每一个人都要跟一个长者谈话。
So I met this woman named Kimi, and she told me her personal story.
所以我遇到这位长者，她的名字叫做 Kimi， 然后她告诉我她自己的故事。
Summarizing what she said, Kimi told me that she was sick.
那么总结来说，就是 Kimi 这一位女士呢，她生病了。
And none of her family members or friends ever visited her, and even in the home, no one wanted to talk to her.
那她住在养老院，可是她的家人没有一个亲戚朋友来探访过她，即便是她住在家里的时候，也没有人愿意跟她交谈。
In the end, I asked if I could pray for her, and at first, she said no.
一开始的时候，我问她说，那我可以为你祷告吗？这位女士说不要。
But I had gone through a similar stage myself, and I could not bear to see someone suffering like I did.
那么因为我自己也有类似的经验，所以我不忍心看到这样子一位长者跟我有一样的困境。
So I told her that if she does not pray to God to help her, it really would be hopeless.
所以我就告诉她，如果你不向神祷告，对你来讲真的是没有盼望的。
And I did also tell her that I went through the same thing.
然后我也告诉她，我也有一样的困难。
It took a few minutes, but soon enough, she let me pray for her silently.
那这位长者想了一段时间，但最终他愿意让我为他祷告。
I thank God that he was able to use something like that in me to be able to help a fellow sister.
我感谢神愿意使用像我这样子的一个人去帮助主内的姐妹。
And now knowing that there are people like her still in this world,
那么现在我知道在这个世界上有像她这样子的一位姐妹在这个世界上。
It gives me more inspiration to want to go on more mission trips.
给我更多的鼓舞，让我愿意去做短宣。
Again, I'm Jessica, and thank you for giving me your time to share my testimony to you all.
再一次谢谢你们，我的名字是 Jessica， 谢谢你们让我来分享我的见证。
I'm Stephanie.
大家好，我的名字是 Stephanie.
I'm going to share about the orphanages we visited in Trinidad.
我主要想要谈的是在我们去孤儿院的事工的探访。
So in the orphanages we went to two.
我们去探访了两个不一样的孤儿院。
We gave the children lessons on gospel stories and played with them.
然后在孤儿院的时候，我们基本上就是教他们圣经故事，然后也跟他们一起玩。
This was my first time in Trinidad.
这也是我第一次到千里达短宣。
And I didn't have much experience with children's ministry.
在这之前我也没有太多的经验是跟孩子们一起服侍的经验。
So the first orphanage we went to was on the fourth day.
我们所去探访的第一个孤儿院是在我们的第四天。
And in this orphanage, the children were about 3 to 20 years old.
在这个孤儿院的孩子们的年龄大约是3到12岁。
These children were very well behaved.
这些孩子他们的行为是很不受控的。
We taught them that Jesus is the light.
那我们教他们耶稣是世界的光。
And that we should follow him so we can avoid sin.
所以我们应当跟从耶稣远离罪恶。
Since some of those children went to church regularly,
因为他们这个孤儿院当中的孩子有一些是固定上教会的。
The message was understood and received well.
所以我们所分享的这些信息对他们而言，他们都很明白，也很愿意学习。
And after the lesson, we did a skit.
那在分享完之后，我们就有一个短句。
And this skit taught them that only Jesus can save us from sin.
那在这个短句当中，主要所要传达的信息就是只有耶稣可以拯救我们这个罪人。
And while I was there, I learned that we were one of many groups that visited this orphanage.
那我在那里的时候，我知道我们并不是唯一一个去探访他们的团体，有很多其他的团体也去探访他们。So
I trusted that God is working in the hearts of these children.
所以我相信神一直在那里做工。
And that the work we do there is all part of God's plan.
那我们所做的工是神计划的一部分。
And even if some of the children were already Christians,
尽管当中有一些孩子已经是基督徒,
I was still grateful that I could show them God's love.
我仍然是非常感恩我们可以向他们宣扬神的爱。
The second orphanage we went to was on the sixth day of the trip.
那我们去探访的第二个孤儿院是在我们的第六天。
We were originally supposed to go to Londonville for VBS.
我们原来在那一天的下午是应当到 Londonville 这个城市去继续我们的儿童暑期圣经班。
But it rained so much that the area was flooded, so we couldn't go.
但是因为在当地那一天雨下得非常的大，然后淹水了，所以我们没有办法去。
So in this orphanage, the children were younger, about 3 to 15 years old.
那在这个孤儿院，孩子们年龄比较年轻，大约是从3到15岁。
And this time they were much less well-behaved. They were unruly and needy and attention-seeking.
那在这个孤儿院的孩子们就很明显的感受到他们非常的不听话，很吵闹，然后他们的需求很大，然后总是要人的注意力。
So we split the children into 3 groups to do crafts.
那我们将孩子们分成三个组别去做手工。
I colored with 1 group. And we colored pictures of gospel stories.
那我就跟其中一个组的孩子们一起画画。那这个画画的内容也是跟耶稣福音故事有关。And
there was 1 girl named Nevaeh that I remember very well.
那在这个组里头有一个小女孩的名字叫Nevaeh，我对她印象非常深刻。Because
she sought my attention especially and pulled my arm every few seconds to complain.
因为他一直不断的每隔几秒钟就来找我，然后一直要我的注意力。For
example, she would say, "Miss, I want a new coloring paper."
比方说，他会跟我说，姐姐，我要一张新的图画。Or
Miss, she's bothering me.
哦，姐姐，她一直吵我。And
it was this every few seconds.
就是每隔几秒钟就会有这样的事情发生。So
I realized that before this trip.
所以我理解到，在我们去这个短宣队之前，
I would have been very annoyed and impatient with Nevaeh.
如果在短宣队去之前，我遇到这个 Nevaeh 这个孩子的话，我会非常的烦躁，觉得这样的小孩。
But even if they were very rowdy and wild,
虽然他们很喧闹，也很狂，很不听话。
I was believe that they were actually engaged in our lesson and paying attention.
但是我还是很感恩他，当我们在给他们圣经课的时候，他们是很专注的。
And as a result, I had fun interacting with them.
所以在那个之后，其实是很开心可以跟他们一起玩。
I didn't feel at all annoyed by Nevaeh's constant whims.
我其实都没有，并没有感觉到 Nevaeh 这个一直来打扰我这样子的事情是很讨厌的。
So I felt that God had prepared me by giving me the patience to do His work.
所以我感受到神预备我，让我可以去做这样的事工。
And at the end, we performed a Muppet skit.
那最后的时候，我们有一个布偶秀。
And which taught them that God will never forsake us, no matter how far we are from Him.
在那个布偶秀里头的主要的信息就是，无论我们离神有多远，他永远不离弃我们。
And I could tell that God had been working in the hearts of these children.
我也可以感受到神在这些孩子们的心里动工。
During coloring, some of the children were explaining the stories behind the pictures that we were drawing.
在一面着色的时候，有一些孩子甚至会解释那个画画纸上面所说的故事。
And even though I won't see how I changed these children's lives,
虽然我没有办法看到这些孩子的生命如何被改变,
I knew that my work was part of God's plan.
但我知道我所做的是神的计划的一部分。
And God will continue to grow the children's faith in Him.
那神会继续的在这些孩子的信仰，在他们的心里成长。
Thank you.
谢谢。
Hi everyone, my name is Ethan.
大家好，我的名字叫Ethan.
And I will be sharing about VBS.
我会主要来讲这个儿童暑期圣经班的分享。
So the VBS schedule is from 3 to 5 p.m.
每天的VBS是在下午3点到5点。
And we had it in Longdonville on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday.
那是在Longdonville这个城市来做我们的VBS, 然后是礼拜一、礼拜二、礼拜三跟礼拜五。
And the theme of the VBS was to focus on the qualities of Jesus.
那这个暑期圣经班的这个主题是我们主要专注在神的属性上。
So every day we would start with songs, which I led with Emily.
每一天我们一开始唱诗敬拜，那我来带，然后Emily会跟我们一起唱。
Then there would be a Muppet skit, which would share a story related to the theme.
然后接下来就会有布偶秀，那这个布偶秀的内容是跟当天的信息相关的。
Then we would go into a rotation of stations.
然后接下来孩子们就会分成不同的站，就是每一站他们是做不一样的事情。
So for my group, we had crafts first, which was led by Ina.
那对我所带的那个组，我们一开始会有手工，那手工是Ina师母来带的。
Then we would have games.
然后我的组会接下来去游戏。
Which was led by Michelle.
然后游戏这一组是Michelle来带。
And finally, we would have a snack time.
然后接下来孩子们会有点心时间。
Which doubled as a lesson time.
那这个吃点心的时候也是他们上课的时候。
So I was in a group with Jessica, and we taught the 6 to 8 year olds.
那我跟Jessica一起合作教一个组，那是年龄层是6到9岁的孩子。
And the kids on day one were really rowdy.
第一天的时候，这些孩子们真的是很吵闹。
And they did not listen or focus on anything I said.
他们一点都不要听我们所要分享的或所教的。
I tried really hard to get them to listen.
真的很努力的尝试让他们可以听讲课的内容。
And I specifically asked them questions about the day's theme.
然后我特别问他们这个上课的主题是什么。
I remember one day asking a kid.
我记得有一天我问一个小孩。
And I asked him what the theme was.
然后我问他我们的主题内容是什么。
And he didn't look at me, he just kept coloring.
然后他连看我都不看我一眼，就是继续着色。
So yeah, the kids are really bad.
所以这小孩真的很不乖。
I think part of it is because they live in a poorer part.
我觉得很有可能是因为他们居住的环境是一个贫民区。
So their parents don't really pay attention to them.
所以他们的家长是从来不花任何专注力在孩子身上。
And they run around all day.
然后他们每天就是跑来跑去。
So when we came back on day two,
所以当我们第二天再回去的时候,
the kids were suddenly better.
然后这些孩子, 诶, 突然变好了。
And compared to day one,
起码跟第一天比,
the difference was huge.
这个差异是非常非常大。
So every day we would take a bus to Longdonville.
那每一天我们都从我们居住的地方搭巴士到 Longdonville这个城市。
And before we got there on day two, I decided to take a nap.
然后在我们去的路上的时候，我就决定要小憩一番。
So, I noticed that my head was down and my hands were folded.
然后我就注意，我其实头是低低的，然后手也是合起来的。
So I figured I might as well say a quick prayer.
所以我想，那我就祷告好了。
I think I fell asleep before I finished the prayer.
我,
But the fact that God was able to change the hearts of the kids,
但是神是可以改变, 孩子心的神,
with such a small prayer,
就算是一个很小的祷告,
one that I didn't even finish,
就算是我没有完成的祷告,
shows the true wonder and power of God.
显示了神的能力。
When I was younger,
当我,
I thought,
当我还年幼的时候,
I thought that being a missionary would mean that I would convert everyone I saw.
我以为做一个宣教士就是可以改变每一个人心, 让他们相信耶稣。
And I thought I would be able to share the gospel story with everyone.
我以为作为一个宣教士就是能够跟每一个人, 宣讲神的福音。
But through this trip,
但是在这一趟旅程,
I learned that this is not the case.
我学到, 不是这样子的。
Most of the time, short-term mission teams don't have the opportunity to see the fruit.
大部分的时候, 短宣队是没有机会看到他们所结的果子。
Oftentimes, people don't see others come to Christ.
也很多时候是你没有办法看到, 那个地方的人去信耶稣。
It's not up to my personal effort.
这并不是我自己, 所能做的。
And no matter how hard I tried to teach the kids,
而且不论我怎样努力地想要教这些孩子,
that doesn't mean the kids will listen to me.
也, 并不表示他们就会听我的。
Rather, it's more about what God wants to do.
相反的, 其实是, 这一切都是神做的。
And if we're in Trinidad only to sow the seeds,
如果我们只是到千里达短宣队去播种,
that's okay.
去撒种子, 那是OK的。
I learned to trust God, for His plans are perfect.
我学习信靠神, 因为神的计划是完美的。
I know that now everything we did there had a meaning.
所以我知道我们所做的一切, 在那里所做的一切都有了意义。
And even though I can't see the meaning right now,
即便我现在没有办法看到,
I know that it's all part of His perfect plan.
但我知道一切都是神美好计划的一部分。
That's it for me, and thank you.
谢谢你们, 这就是我的分享。
Thank God, and thank you for your sharing. May God continue to move and make His work working. 我们感谢神, 因为他们的美好见证 带给我们有很大的一个, 提醒。 弟兄，我来自于德州，传道到这个地方来，给我非常感谢的就是一件事情。我看到我们美德教会在宣教上面是非常的有这样的负担，所以我们有这样的机会能够一起同工。所以我们看见，那从13岁一直到这个高中2年级，这么多年轻的我们的孩子们。 愿意投入那宣教的服事工厂里头，这并非是偶然，是一个很大的一个恩典，所以为此我们感谢神，而且这也是符合我们今年的一个教会的主题，世代相传。相信各位弟兄姊妹成为神儿女，而且是家长的，有那个美好的见证，在我们每一家里头来教导，来使他们能够有这样的学习。 所以如此，其实在我们看见的所听见的这样的分享，我们再带回到这大使命的审视。所以这样的审视回到我们所念到的经文，好不好？我们一起在攻读一次，就是马太福音18章这里所述说的大使命，预备来。耶稣近前来对他们说：天上地下所有的权柄都赐给了我。 所以你们要去，使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗。凡我所吩咐你们的，都教训他们遵守。我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。阿们。神是带应许的一个这样的一个命令，是极大而且是极有恩典的。 他说：“我就常与你们同在，直到那世界的末了。一旦我们想要传福音， 一旦我们成为神所差派的上帝的灵就在我们当中也能够保护我们而且带领我们他自己就以他的应许为真常与我们同在直到世界的末了就是新天新地甚至我们离开世界的时候那个时间都还有神同在 forever 一直都是与我们同在去年有机会我参加一个宣教的一个课程我去年来到我们教会也有分享到这一件事情但是借着千里达短宣队他们的一个短宣带给我有更多的审视的时候我愿意再次分享就是去年五月的时候到 Houston 一个教会参加这个宣教的课程叫做 Carols 在那里我们参加完之后老师们带领学员也有很多的牧师长老在当中然后就带领我们到一个楼下的地方在那里聚集他说你们等一下我们正在预备预备什么好了我们大家大概有三四十位的学员就被带领到楼上去他们慢慢走上楼上的时候哇就看见一个非常长的一个由 A4 纸所连接出来至少有二三十尺长我们就很诧异这是什么但是上面就打了每一个的名字然后老师就说好你们往前上去看你们每一个人为这纸上面的名单上面的名字挑两到三个祷告我解释给你们这一串的名单有7000多个名字代表着7000个不同的族群可能在非洲的某一部分有一个叫做 Anna 在一个中亚的部分有一个叫做 Miss 这是我拼的音他说你们去找那样的一个名字为这些地方的名字的族群来祷告他说到这样的时候每一个人就在那里低下头找那你所熟悉那不只是名字名字旁边还有带出的族群的个体他们的人数有的是少到几百人有的是到多到二三十万五六十万所以这个整个名单所列出来的涵盖的那非信主耶稣基督徒的这样的人数包含全球75亿里头有2/3都在那里就是50亿的人他说你们到这里来参加宣教课程你们知不知道这世界多么需要来宣教你们就为你们心预备好我们在那里 take a picture 我们在那里手上面抄了名单我们在那里向神来呼求为这个族群来祷告弟兄姐妹们全世界目前有75亿天主教如果算在基督教的系统里头只有1/3所以那2/3有50亿左右的人包含那异教的包含那无神论的包含那不信主的就是或者是排斥这样的信仰的全部加在一起的总共有50亿感谢神今天借着千里达短宣队带给我们一个不同的看见那不同的看见就是虽然如此我们从小到长也有机会去传扬福音的时候我们是否还能够更多的有那个激情我们为那未得之地未得之民来传讲所谓的未得之地并非是要到那好远的那个部落里头你我的未得之地可能就在你左邻右舍你我的未得之民恐怕不是那遥远部落当中的酋长 你我的未得之民可能是我们最亲爱的父母兄弟姐妹还没有接受主，愿神帮助我们再激起那样的激情来能够传扬福音。所以如此我们看见我们的需要，我们要被神自己来建立，我们再一次在神面前求神怜悯这地，求神怜悯这民。我们要为他们祷告之前好不好，我们能够为自己献上祷告，就如我们当中的 Ethan 他自己说我在那里默默祷告，神就听了。是的，我们在传讲福音的时候还没踏出去之前，我们为自己献上祷告，为你所至亲的啊母亲父母啊，还有你所不认识的啊，他们不认识主的这些亲朋好友来祷告，然后我们就跨出去能够接触这未得之民未得之地。所以也正如我上一篇上礼拜所分享，我愿意再一次把这张图片能够再一次啊呈现在弟兄姐妹当中。我们天父上帝的心肠就是那普世救恩的计划，从我们个人到教会的聚集，到我们现在的时代，一直到我们远处未得之地未得之民的宣教，扩展神的国度。就像我们诗歌你所说的那一句，挑战我，挑战你，你在哪里？请你们好好仔细看见，你们是在那红色的最小的个人圈里头吗？还是我们跑到那神国度的境界？即便是开始为你左邻右舍祷告的时候，上帝要用你，你在哪里？求神圣灵继续的焚烧我们，能够使我们成为那被差派的人。我们在哪里？我们愿意接受神自己那呼召，跨出去，即便是那一小步，当我们跨出去的时候，就成为那神国的一大步。求神帮助我们，你在哪里？我在这里，请差遣我。这是以赛亚的回应，盼望也成为我们在座每一个人的回应。我在这里，如此我们能够有在神是如何的回应。我们一起低头祷告。主，我们在天上的父神，谢谢你能够赐如此的恩典权柄，能够使我们能够参与你国度的侍奉。为着以上我们所听到的千里达的分享见证，我们向你感恩，因为你在这幼小的心灵当中，主你兴起你的灵，你带领他们能够经历你的同在，而且将那福音愿意传出去，他们成为那播种者，也许不是收割者，但我们相信你自己有你的时间，主你自己继续的来使用，也借着这个福音的传播，使那地的人那地的民能够真知道有主耶稣基督，要成为这世界之光，要驱赶那世界的黑暗，能够再一次给人有那最终的一个光明。愿神帮助我们，借着我们年轻的子弟们能够再一次的兴起，我们能够传扬你福音的热忱。我们不能，但愿神圣善的灵继续做感动教导鼓励督责的工作，使我们不只是在祷告，不只是在金钱，不只是如此，我们也实际参与我们日常生活。主，在对我们所不认识福音的朋友们传扬你的道理，谢谢你，愿你帮助，愿你倾听祷告祈求不配，奉耶稣基督得胜的圣名祈求，阿门。